Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton reporting. My guest today is none other than Atlanta City Council President Felicia Moore. How are you?
I am wonderful, Maria. Good to see you.
We've got a lot to discuss, a little time to discuss it, because we keep coming back with you because you give us great updates. When we talk about the situation in City Hall, when Mayor Kasim Reed was in there, everything exploded under federal investigation. One issue, the purchase cards. Folks were found to be purchasing things that they shouldn't have on those cars that were being paid back by what? Taxpayers, right?
Exactly. And so what was going on over the years, because this isn't the first P-card issue we've had, is it was an administrative policy that the people who used the cars set up a policy, and it was being violated, clearly. What it wasn't done is put in our code so that it became law. Councilmember Andre Dickens took that up and got that legislation passed. So now it's law. But even the greater thing that we are talking about right now today is I authored legislation to create an independent compliance office that would hold us accountable to following the law, the charter, and any other laws that govern the city government. So now that Andre's put in place that in the law, and if we win, not if, but when we get this office running, then we can hold people accountable for the violations if they violate the policy.
Now, that particular officer, what exactly would they be responsible for?
Well, they will be responsible for, one, first of all, educating people on the law, advising people on making sure that they're following the law. But when people are violated, there will be a board, an independent board made up of people from various organizations that will hear the violation and then offer sanctions, if necessary, to whomever have violated our city code provisions. Our charter provisions. Many of the things that you're hearing in the news are already laws that say that you can or cannot do something. And the problem is, other than, unfortunately, the FBI and all these outside agencies are there to enforce it. We need internal controls, and the council is 10 of them, supermajority of them signed on, want to make sure that we get that in place.
Now, when I last talked to you, we spoke about the situation, seeing people being indicted and then convicted and then being sent to prison. Yes. From Atlanta City government. You said you thought that was just a trickle of what was to come, a storm, you said, was going to come. How do you feel now?
I still feel the same way. Just yesterday, there were remarks by BJ Pack about city's cooperation. He made it very clear they weren't going to rush and they're going to take their time and they're following all the leads that they have. I have no idea what all he's looking at, but I do think that it's going to net a number of people who are going to find themselves in his crosshairs.
So when he talks about the city and its cooperation, do you have a say in any of that? Have they questioned you?
No, they have not questioned me. I do not have a say in that. They would be dealing directly with our law department and our executive branch if they're looking for information. I have no idea how that's going.
So when it's all said and done with your independent compliance officer, and independent is key here, right?
It is very key because we've got to build public trust, and I'm calling it public confidence and accountability legislation. We have got to make sure that the citizens trust that we are going to do something about something and that it's not being have any influence from any elected official.
And what is your hope, your goal? What do you hope is the end result of all of this?
A reform of city government. I've been a council member for 20 years, worked as a council aide for 4 or 5 years, and worked part-time at City Hall. The culture, the fundamental culture of city government, how it operates, needs to change. And I'm going to do any and everything that I can to continue that. This compliance office is one piece. We've passed the independent procurement review. Any other areas that I and other council members who have been sponsoring things see, we've got to reform how we do government.
All righty. Atlanta City Council President Felicia Moore, it is always a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.